to something. This is our first time being here together as a group, Swerve City, myself, Montezy over here, the man, the myth, the legend, the big head. You know what it is.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Sirens back here behind the camera doing his thing. We don't have Mike the GOAT, but you know what? He's going to come back and do us some more favors later on.
He's here in spirit, I guess.
He's in spirit.
Yeah.
But man, I am here. We are here together as a big musical family. And I say I spell music with a Q at the end of this one, because right here we have the man, the myth, the legend, someone we've all grown up with, music soul child, man. This man has literally carved my adolescence in high school.
Oh, wow.
My heart breaks. I listen to music soul child.
It like that.
You know, my children have been made to music soul child.
Okay, TMI, but okay.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Hey,
appreciate
it. I said authenticity. Yes, we're going to go there.
Yes,
we're going to go there.
Yes, you did.
Yo, me growing up into the elderman that you see, I'm not that old, but as you see before me, has all been shaped from this man right here. I'm pretty sure Montezy can say the same.
Oh, you know.
You take it over here. What you got to say? How do you want to greet our guests of the evening?
Well, you know, man, before I get to that, man, I want to introduce to my right here. This man is a bona fide songwriter, one of the most talented R&B cats that I have.
There's a lot more than that, but
absolutely.
We can start with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, we're starting. This is just
definitely,
starting.
Definitely a dope artist, not only songwriter, but this guy is one of the most talented cats I've been since I've been following you on the gram, brother. Have to give you your roses. Mm-hmm. Been, you know, from your albums, your catalog. Definitely did my homework, man. I want to give a big, big shout out to my man Alex in the building.
What yes, is sir. Alex. Much love, Alex. Man. I'm just thankful, you know, being in the room with some goats. You yeah, feel man. Me, big bruh?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Always making room for the kid. Much love.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely, man. You know, even to what Swerve said, man, I remember. Man, I'll never forget this. I'm in my old grandmother's house. I'm on PS2 playing The Getaway. And
awful, lovely game.
Awful, terrible game. That dude got shot like 80 times when he dropped. I'm sitting back playing. I'm on The Getaway, and I just start dating my baby mama. Well, the first one. And we're sitting there playing. And I'm listening to Soul Star, bro.
Hey,
and I'm sitting back, and I'm just like, man, this guy is talking to me right now.
Word.
I'm going through all my arguments. I'm going through everything. And I just remember, there's a point in time, it's 2003, a freshman in high school, and I'm just going through that period of time in life. So it's funny, when you start talking to people you truly respect and idolize their music, you always go back to a time in your life.
Yeah, you know same. I mean? You listening to and Baby Mother arguing with Baby Mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
You Love Me comes on, I'm just like,
hey. Let's go.
And I'm just feeling it. I'm like, man, I'm going through this right now.
Let's go.
Get killed like a mug, but I'm going through it.
Let's go.
All that, man. Just thank you, man, for all the memories you gave us, man, and what you're continuing to do, bro.
Yes.
Like it feels great, man. So the first thing, you know, that's coming to my mind when I think about the great music soul child is like, when you're growing up, how do you not be distracted from your goals? You know, when we're younger, there's so much that can stop us from.
It's kind of overwhelming.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And growing up in Philly, going to what you've gone through, how did you stay focused through that whole ordeal to become the man you are now?
I didn't want to go back.
Amen.
As simple as that.
You know, when you make it out, the plan is to never go back. So whatever happened and whatever I needed to do, I had to keep moving forward. Even when I didn't want to, because, you know, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to make it seem like, you know, Philly was such a bad place or whatever. It wasn't the city itself. It was my personal timeline. I had a whole bunch of crap that was going on in my personal reality that I didn't understand. I didn't have a grip on it. I was super overwhelmed by. So when I was blessed with the opportunity that I was blessed with, you know, it opened up so many doors, and I was able to sort of express myself in ways that I didn't know that I could do. You know, I mean, I knew I could do stuff, but I didn't know that I could do all of that. That's why, you know, my first album is so surprising to me, because the intention wasn't to make an album. The intention was to find out what was it I could do.
Wow.
And for that to be sort of taken as, you know, high quality stuff, enough that a person will want to pay to put it out and promote it and present it to you people. Yeah.
Genre defining.
You know, and but that wasn't the intention. I was literally just trying to figure out what a music soul child is. You know, so and I think that it was necessary for it to happen that way, because I think if I tried to like do it like intentionally, like, okay, I'm going to set out to write this kind of song, I don't think it would have came out the same way. I think it would have tainted the overall product, because it would have been too like premeditated. I think some of the best stuff, it's essentially like that whole album was like really just super candid. I was trying to like, I was doing stuff. Oh, this sounds cool. Okay, cool. This sounds cool with that. And you know, I was working with a couple guys at the time that would, they were trying some stuff out.
Wow.
And we were just getting to it, and whatever felt right, whatever felt good, we just kept going with it. There was no like real plan, like, you know, okay, this is the sound about it. Even though, you know, you always try to look for a sound, but we was just digging for it, and whenever we struck, it was like, okay, let's use this and let's keep this.
Nowadays it's so difficult to find a sound to like or
well because
one.
Because there's not a lot of room, space and time being allotted for you to build enough of a momentum for, because that's where, you know, in my opinion and in my professional observation, that's where your sound comes from. Mm-hmm. You got to give it time to develop. It's like a kid, you know, that person isn't that person until it grows up. Like, you can't base what that kid is off of their first 2-3 years of life. Like,
amen.
You don't know what that kid gonna be. Like, they don't even know what they are, you know?
Amen. Right.
Amen. So you got to give it time. So you're right. There's a lot of people who don't have, and there's a lot of people who don't have the tolerance or the patience. Mm-hmm. Or even the they don't even have the information, they don't even have the data, they don't have the game enough to understand that something can become something, so they don't give it the time. Everybody want quick now. I want mm-hmm. I want my version of something that won already.
Yes.
Versus
talk about
let
it.
Me see what else is out there that's unique, and I can, you know, that way if it pops, you know, nobody got their hands in my pocket.
That's what we discuss all the time. Mm-hmm. Just a personal, like, outside of work, we just sit there and talk about, like, it feels like there's a lot of bouncing around mm-hmm. to different things. Like, they're not settling into this one thing. Like, maybe this is like,
but that's, that is the reflection of, you know, intellectual insecurity. Like, you don't know enough. So because you don't know enough, you move out of fear. Versus when you know enough, you'll be more confident mm-hmm. and you'll have more faith and you'll let things become what they're going to become. Could you imagine if a farmer didn't wait until harvest season and it just killed all the crops? They're not growing. Like, bro, just like give it a minute.
Give the nurturing, the nutrition,
give it a minute.
The nourishment.
It got to go through the whole cycle, you know?
Me and Alex, we were just discussing this before you came in, man. We were just having a conversation about like, we're at the age now where we feel like we know because we've experienced. We went through our trial and error stages, and we still go through it to this day. We're always going to as human beings and as creators and artists. But like Alex, we were just discussing like now we finally got our age where we're like confident in our abilities and our knowledge and feeling what is right for us, not right. Just like, you know what I mean. So discuss like. Going through like what were the trials and tribulations you had to go through to create your sound, find a sound, or find somewhere you were just comfortable as an artist.
I just feel like, you know, the more that you work, I feel like the more you find your direction. I think like when you're not doing the work, you're gonna always be stuck. You know what I'm saying? Because but like when you out here finding your way, you're gonna try different paths. Like I write, produce, mm-hmm. I'm an artist, put my own stuff out, but I had to try different things to see what worked best for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So as far as my sound, I was finding my sound before I even knew I was supposed to find my sound. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Because I love music for real. I wasn't, you know, trying to just get into the industry and just pop. You feel me? I was like, I'm gonna be making music even if don't nobody hear it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you had your passion for it. You found your passion first.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And boom, from there, like everybody around me just supported me from the very beginning. You know what I mean? So shoot, I just never stopped. 13 years in.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely.
You had them days where you first starting out, Or do you still have your old notebooks before you started, like before you very first started?
Nah,
I'll tell you, but those first beginning moments, boy. Oh my God,
I got my songs.
Quali when I started.
You got the songs.
I got my songs. Yeah, I got.
Well, not trash, but
oh no,
tell you, man, it's just, you know, it's funny because you know when you go through this long journey. And you start, I look back at a lot of the stuff you start doing. And, you know, back from the days where, you know, like all of us, we would just write in a notepad. Now, some of us still do. And then you have, you know, transition to the phones. And you just realize over time how much better you get over time. Yeah, so now it's like riding a bike. So now you can hear a song and be like, oh, I got this. You know, and then some stuff you have to take your time. You sit back. Like me and Swerve, we make music together. We'll sit back. He'll say, oh, I'm coming back to this. And we'll come back. We'll come back.
Okay.
Without feeling the way about it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like sometimes you got to step away. Don't feel like you less because you ain't feeling it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that, the patience is what I had to learn. I had to learn the patience for it. It came to him so quickly.
Yeah.
And I was like, chasing him in the booth in the music studio was like, at first it was intimidating. Because I felt like I was like trying to compete so much. I'm like, he's not trying to compete with me on these records. He's trying to like influence me and bring me into it. It was just like some mental thing that I had to break through myself,
right?
And be patient with it.
I'm trying to remember your verse with you, bro. I'm not trying. Tell me a little bit about your creative process. What do you go through when you listen to a song? What's your creative process on records? Are you type of person where some people just go in there and they'll hum some melodies and then come back to it? Some people write to it first. What is your natural creation process?
I always start melodies first, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But as far as like the song from 0 to 100, it's different. It depends if I'm making a beat, if I'm a part of the production, or if it's already somebody made a beat. Like if it's a beat, when I start just not being able to stop doing melodies, that's how I know I like something. You feel me? Like I hear something and it could be a dope beat. Sometimes I just won't hear nothing. And I learned, at first I used to feel like, man, maybe am I not dope? But like I said, over time, I start learning like, nah, that don't mean I'm not dope. That just mean my heart, you know what I'm saying, ain't going ain't somewhere ain't else.
Like yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. Because as soon as I hear a beat that I'm feeling, I can't stop. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I just do my melodies, sit right next to the microphone because I record myself too, and boom, you know, think of words, and boom, record it right then. I don't even be typing it or nothing no more.
So one follow-up question to that is, what is your relationship like when you first started? You know, you and Music make great music together. What are your guys is like when you first met him and he was working? He was like, yo, man, that's Music, and he was ready to go. Well, how was your feeling when you first linked up with the legend? Like, what was you thinking?
I mean, we really hit it off instantly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. From my perspective, like we met when I was working at this record store. Me, my guy David Luke, we met Music together, and we was like, boom, we got this studio here, and we love to just play some songs and you know see what comes.
Amazing.
We played him some joints. You feel me? He was rocking with him, and he was like, "All right, bet, what y'all doing tomorrow?" You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
He was like, "We coming tomorrow, 8:00.
Yeah,
7:55. They pulling up. You know what I'm saying?
You get that follow up dates. You know you hit
facts. And boom, we worked the next 2 days. You know what I mean? And he probably didn't remember this. I knew he was a real one because one of them days, I think like the AC unit had broke in the studio. Yeah, because he was in the booth, but when the AC unit went out, he was like, "All right, boom, we just gonna come out in this main room."
Yeah.
And he sat there with us like how we do it. Mm. You feel me? In the hot room and cranked it out, knocked out 2 joints. And I was like, "What's up?"
That's amazing.
And that was 8 years ago.
Yeah, was there intimidation a little bit?
Nah, I really felt like, I mean, when you first meet somebody like Music, of course at first it's like I just want to represent, you know what I'm saying? So not really intimidation, but just about like, boom, I ain't playing with his time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because he don't play with his time then till now. So when we link up, it's like, all right, you know, it's vibe, it's big bruh, but I ain't playing with his time.
Yeah. I think that's the currency that we need to play with more. Like this, we need to understand that more as artists, and a lot of people don't understand like the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody wants the money, and like everybody knows like money currency, but like the time and just like somebody dedicating that to you can be way more valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of just like anybody, you can pay anybody to just come in and like, oh, I pay him like 10 stacks to come through, yada yada yada. But like, what if that time is way more valuable to me, in my opinion. Like, and that's where, like, I'm so happy and fortunate about my grind on the wrestling indie scene. It's like, I was like, any promoter that valued the time with me, mm-hmm. that felt like, okay, I mean something.
Right. You have value.
The 4-hour drive to it, I don't care. Like, that's time.
Well, your value is being appreciated, rather, because you have Absolutely. Value and you don't need anyone to validate you. However, it is different when you notice that your value is being taken into consideration. So yeah, I feel you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I wanted to get into something. We discussed this a lot before. Mm. It was about, we talk about being, having all the talent in the world, but some of the talent doesn't mean you're mentally ready for the business side of what.
Oh yeah, I was very not prepared.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Want to talk about your experiences with it?
Somebody threw me in the deep end, and I didn't know how to swim. And so when you ask me, like, you know, how do I stay focused? I'm just trying not to drown. That's all.
Amen. Mm. Amen. I feel you.
So I had literally, you know, using this as an analogy, but it's very, you know, appropriate. Like, I was literally learning. I learned how to swim by learning how not to drown.
Mm.
So when I was thrown into the industry with no direction, no sense of whatever anything is, because like I was saying earlier, how the recording process was just me recording songs just to see what that was like.
Yeah.
To hear myself back to myself, because I've never recorded before then. You know, yeah, it was like one or two times I was at somebody's dad's house and the booth was the closet and the song didn't really come out that well. And I was like, I don't know. I don't think this is for me, bro. Like, this might not be for me. I know I can sing, but I'm not hearing myself back the way that
it
I
didn't
think.
Come back. Like, yeah.
But then when I was working at an actual studio, you know, with, right. you know, the necessary equipment, with a person, you know, kind of micromanaging all the important parts. And then you can when you hear yourself back, it's like, oh, this is what it's supposed to sound like. Right. Oh, okay, mm-hmm. cool. This is fun. Let's do another one, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was just like that. And that happened all through 99. By the time 2000 came around, I had a record deal.
Wow. Mm.
So,
wow.
I wasn't like super social either. So, it wasn't like I was going to like these events and meeting people and having conversations and talking about my image. And there was none of that. Mind you, actually, I was relatively homeless. I was just, you know, like if I knew y'all, I would just chill with y'all for a little while, you know. And if I knew him, I was chilling. Like, yeah. I would just, you know, house hop. And, you know, sometimes I felt like self-conscious about it. So I would kind of like not want to wear out my welcome. So I would lean on the city itself, you know, good old public transportation.
Yeah.
Just run it back and forth until I get enough sleep. And then I get back up and start walking around.
Yeah.
Till, you know, till the sun came up and it didn't seem too crazy to be
right
hitting you up and try to come over and see what you got in the fridge, yeah. bro. Like, that's good.
Yeah, I've had those in Philly too. I was like in Jenkintown area.
So, wow, you just brought me back.
Yeah.
When the studio sessions started, that was almost, you know, I almost treated it, you know, because I was in survival mode. That was a resource. It wasn't just I was going to the studio to record. You know, that was a meal too.
Yeah.
You know, because we would get up, we would meet, and they knew my situation. You know, they definitely knew my situation, and they knew, you know, I mean, we could definitely get them. We give them some food. You know,
right.
I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm just trying to make it through the day. So sometimes they'll be like, yo, so, you know, once you come to the studio, I'll be like, oh, no, man, like, I got a bunch of crap to do, you know what I'm saying, blah, blah, blah. I mean, well, we was trying to meet up at the, you know, at the restaurant. I said, oh, word? Well, which one? You know? I'll meet you there.
Wow.
You know, so that was kind of like my process. And then we would eat, and then we'd go to the studio, or we'd go to the studio and they would order food. Like, that's how I was thinking. You know, I wasn't thinking about, I'm about to make the hottest songs ever. I'm working on my album. Like, nah, that was not on my mind at the time. Well, I was just trying to get better at recording.
Yeah. So they threw the game at you.
Yeah.
More so.
So then when I got told I had a deal, I was like, what do you mean? Like, nobody discussed this with me. Like,
wow.
Yeah, well, the records that, you know, you recorded, we played them for a lot of people. And, you know what I'm saying, we think we got somebody that might want to sign you. I'm like, oh, like, well, Def Jam. Like, Def Jam, like with Russell Simmons? And it was like, Russell Simmons don't work with Def Jam no more. Like that. Like, what do you mean? But that's how much not in the loop that I was. Like, I wasn't like, my mindset wasn't about being in the music industry. I just wanted to sing. That's why I named my album. Yeah, yep. I just want to sing.
And I felt that. Just from the title alone, I felt that. I'm like, I already know what he's talking about. Yeah.
So I was literally learning whatever I needed to learn. It was on-the-job training, for real.
Do you think that, and asking you this, and your story to the way the first album came out, from your journey, do you feel like it happened so fast that
yes.
it took you a long time to kind of get to know who you are as yes. a person? Right, and I think that's the thing that, you know, people have to really recognize too, is that some yes. things can happen so fast that you have to stand back and be like, damn, who am I?
Yeah.
Outside of this.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Is that something you still go through now? Or?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And it's so hard to like get a person to understand that, because they always like to make a counter argument, but you, man. You know what your songs did for me, man? It's like,
and that's all they go
that's
back to.
Dope. And I'm yeah. grateful that yeah. I was able to, you know,
do that for you.
Yeah. That's so not how it happened on this side.
What the great Raven said, what about me?
You know?
What yeah. about Raven?
Well, it's not so much that, it's just that. And I'm a private individual, like, because yeah. I don't like crying about my issues. I don't like to complain. I don't like to talk about, oh, what was me? Everybody got a story to tell. They got crap that they go through. Okay, and, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Life goes on type ish.
Right. However, that pandemic sat me down, was like, no, you got to unpack your crap, bro. You can't just keep hoarding all of your issues and using it as fuel. Like, it will burn you out.
Yes, it
That's
will.
That's true.
So Amen. I'm going to need you to figure whatever you need to figure out, or you not going to make it. So you better start talking about stuff. Somebody out there got to identify. You can't just keep telling yourself nobody cares.
Mm.
So you don't get to say ouch, because you're going to look like you weak or you soft, you know? Or that you start to sound ungrateful. You start to sound disrespectful because yep. you don't get to complain, because look what you accomplished. So it's a weird dynamic that I had to like really sit with and try to figure out, okay, how can I still be appreciative of my blessings but still communicate to people who care about me that I need help? Like, how do I do that? I don't know how to do that. Cause if you cry, you soft. If you complain, you're not grateful. It's like, I am grateful, but I'm very unhappy. Like, I don't know how to I don't know how to like fix that. I don't know how to do that.
And we're in a business where they don't care, bro.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you still gonna show up. Like,
yeah,
right, right. Still gonna yeah. do the show. Like,
yeah,
you still gonna sing my song. It's like, okay.
And then like the musical, like the we talk about like the tough guy act is kind of like gone. Like, in the music industry, like we kind of weaned off of that. The tough guy act, there's a lot of like the music nowadays is very,
it's super emo.
It's very emo, yeah. vulnerable. There, everybody lets everything out. You know,
somebody like, R&B,
yeah,
R&B, well, no, hip hop too.
In general,
like, yeah, across the board.
Just I feel
general,
like no, hip hop is general. Still some tough guy. I think it's more open where you can be yourself and be vulnerable. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, overall, I feel like in the hip hop side, it's kind of violent.
I feel like the violent guys,
it's still, but no,
are
even
getting, like, attacked more.
But you gotta like look at it though.
Yeah,
that violence, that in itself is a display of emotions.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's emo on a different scale. Mm-hmm. You know, emo ain't always crying. Oh no, emo is, you know,
the channel.
Yeah,
channel differently.
Yeah. Yeah. Anger is an emotion.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, animosity, like all of that, and I gotta get that. Mm-hmm. You know, and it gets very destructive,
yeah.
because yeah. for whatever reason, you can't talk to that person, and that person is using this platform and this medium to kind of air out their grievances,
yeah.
and they don't care who get hit. And if you got a problem, pull up.
Word,
yeah.
You know, so yeah, to your point, yeah,
yeah. Like, I feel like DMX was like the best balance of that at the
for
time.
Sure.
He did his best.
Yeah. I feel like that was probably the best balance of it.
God bless him.
Yeah. You know, rest in peace.
Him and Pac.
Yeah.
Pac was I feel great. Like that's power, though. Mm-hmm. When you could be all parts of yourself.
Yeah.
Yes.
You like,
fully
you expressed. Like, I will smack you, but I'm still emotional. I'm going to hug my daughter, too. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to show up, tell you I love you, but I will smack you.
Yeah. I feel like he was one of the first people that were like, this is the reason why I'm smacking you.
Yeah, exactly. Because
I'm going through some stuff.
Yeah.
I got to eat. She got to eat.
Yeah.
Baby mom's is tripping. Yeah. So I'm robbing and snacking and doing all this stuff. So I'm like, as a kid, I was like 9 years old. I shouldn't have been listening to it, but I understood like everything as a 9 year old. I understood that pain.
Now there like, definitely should be, you know, parameters set and boundaries around, you know, what younger people are exposed to. However, you can only keep that at bay because life is life. And it gonna get to them one way or another, especially you know, this new generation. They got a different software, bro. Like,
you can't hide nothing from them.
Okay,
it's a whole different thing.
What are you seeing from the newer industry right now? The current industry.
The current industry? The
younger, newer artists. Both. I say both.
I feel like
in your side on it as well. I would like to hear both.
I feel like in the current industry, I feel like it's just less people trying to learn the business. I feel like now we got so many resources where you can go to seminars, you can get on Google, you can pay $20 for a course, and you know what I'm saying, learn how to engineer.
Do it yourself now,
learn how to
go to the library and get a card and then learn the software.
So I think a lot of people they want to hit it quick. They like you know, they see it on social media that people's going viral. They like, well, you know, put in the work. Like, what you mean put in the work?
They want the instant glory.
Yeah, they don't even understand what putting the work in
is. They have no concept
because,
of it.
Yeah, they think a song just get done. Like, you just go to the studio and say two words and that's it and you done.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, sometimes songs can take weeks at a time. You gotta mix it, record it, engine, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta go back to it over and over again.
So I think even though it's more access, I think it's more like blinding, you know what I mean? I think people kind of blind, you know, like the younger artists. And I feel like the newer generation, just people in general, like the kids, I feel like now more than ever we got to be investing in the younger generation, because they got so many influences. Like, you know, they can see everything, so they seeing the sex, they seeing the violence, they
especially
seeing
on social media.
Yeah,
and I know they keep trying to change. You know what I'm saying? They keep putting out new like agreements and that you got to sign off on. And
I'm trying
to
keep
tweaking it or whatever, but it's like, dude,
See, Instagram got this thing now. They talking about they paying people for their reels, where they saying you can make up to like 800 if you get a certain amount of views on your reels.
Yep.
But so like, you know the Instagram reels.
Okay.
So like, if you get a certain amount of views, they just pay you bonuses. So it's called Instagram bonuses, and they pay you for the reels. So
I feel like that's why music and songs are getting so shorter, and they're so like,
because it's about them clips, the moments, the full bars.
Right. But to your point, you talking about a generation of people that the majority of what they know is this quick, fast, instant microwave culture. You know, and they get real success from.
Yeah.
No, it's not sustainable and you here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. To be honest, I don't feel like that microwave success is even what they think it is. I feel like that's a lie too. It's just in a sense where you could think somebody just did it like this and they got viral, but a lot of times these folks really be having teams.
And they really be having stuff going on.
And that's
the problem. The game is not being told. It's not being shown.
Nope.
So it leads people to believe that they don't need what they need.
Right.
False narrative.
Because they don't even know what they need.
False narrative.
Because they're only going off of what they see or what they're being told. So they think, oh, I could just wake up, pull out my phone, I'm a star.
Right.
And it's like it don't work like that.
Guys are waking up, putting out a song, comparing themselves to Drake and be like, I can't do this.
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and also too, like what music said is a great point. Nobody's giving information. Nobody's telling the information. You gotta go through 15 million doors.
Well, I think it's because there's a lot of people that don't know.
Yeah,
I think there's the people that are creating it don't want you to know either. They
then
want
there
you to
is
keep
that.
Coming.
Then yeah. there is that.
They want you to keep coming back.
But I think it's more so there's a lot of people that don't know.
And don't know them.
True. And it's like people are just following other people that don't know anything.
Yeah, because like he did it.
But there's such it's so open that you can something could pop for you even when you don't know.
Just do the work. Yeah.
You know, you could just do one or two things, and there is a lane for you. No, you know, you're going to have to get out of that lane because that's a dead end, but at least it'll give you the instant gratification that you're doing it. Because there's other people that are on that same level with you and like, oh, you here too, so I must be doing something right. It's like, yeah, but this is entry level. Like, you gotta, there's layers to this, man. Like, you gotta keep going. You can't just stay here. Yeah. Like, good job, you showed up, but all right, keep going now. Yeah. You know, and then they get mad when it stopped popping for them. It's like, did you think that you was gonna keep going
right.
just like this? Doing this?
Right.
You can't adapt.
Nah, that was enough to get you here.
Right, because I'm pretty sure you have a match. You tear it down. Okay, what's next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. But that's why I love like the early grind stage.
Yeah.
Like I don't have to grind as much anymore. I'm still grinding, mm-hmm. but I don't have to. I'm not hungry right. and like trying to
in
like
the mud.
I'm not in the mud trying to like, okay, my daughter has to eat. Mm-hmm. I gotta get the like pay my phone bill, make sure that stays.
Yeah, you kind of stabilized.
Yeah, I'm stabilized. I'm doing well. Mm-hmm. But like, man, the grind is like what helped me get to like. It made me know what, once again, survival. That survival feeling.
You built for that now.
I'm built for that. Everything is like so.
That's the way a lot of us are raised.
Yeah. We needed that.
Right. So.
And I don't think these guys are getting that.
So back to your point about staying focused. I've been in survival mode this whole time.
Mm-hmm. I can understand it.
Because it kept flipping. You know, I kept moving. I kept, you know, there was a lot of success and then there was a lot of L's. You know, I had to clean house a lot of times. Yeah. You know, I had to move certain. I was learning a lot. I gained clarity, and I was like, okay, I can't, in good conscience, knowing what I know now, keep moving the way that I used to move because I know better. I would be a dummy if I keep moving the same way that I move. But then that kind of rubs some people the wrong way because, no, just keep it like it is. I don't like how it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was working. It wasn't really working for me, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Everybody else is benefiting and eating off of it. And, yeah, I got mine, too, but I didn't get what I needed.
Yep.
So I need to figure out how to get what I need and what you think is good enough for me. It's not up to you. What's good enough for you may not be good enough for me.
Working with Swerve was the first time I felt that way.
Mm.
I finally feel validated, like I found something.
Mm.
All these years of doing it, you feel, like you said, you're just like, man, like, what? Okay, I'm not feeling validated. I'm not. He was with me when I first started, you know, getting in the entertainment industry. How you do this? How you do that? When me and him got together, I finally found someone who understood me, and I understood him.
Right.
So it's finally someone that I could have a conversation with and talk to. And I said, you know, I finally feel validated that because somebody understood.
Right.
Somebody finally understands, you know, what you go through and how I feel.
Sometimes that's all you need. That's how I feel with him. Yeah. Like, we would talk and we connect on so many different levels that we started having conversations. Sometimes we'll have sessions and don't even record anything. We just be talking.
Those be the we'd be on video.
And I'd be feeling afterwards, I'd be feeling bad. Like, I just wasted this man time just because I want to have a damn therapy session because I'm going through some crap. But he, like, for him to be so young and have so much game, I like really appreciated that because it's rare, you know. Mm. And he has such a unique perspective, and a lot of it is things that, you know, I knew in theory and I kind of understood, but sometimes you need to hear it from the outside because working on something in the vacuum, you know, you can convince yourself of anything, you know. Mm-hmm. So when you get that outside confirmation from a source that you respect, it just hits different, you know. So, yeah, that's one of the main reasons why we, you know, have the relationship that we do, because I don't have to explain a lot. You know, but I can, but I can express a lot, and he'll like receive it and not just listen. And I feel like I'm just talking, and he's just listening. And it's like, okay, you done? Can we get to the song now? It's like, it's not like that. I get positive feedback. I get, you know, a different perspective, and it's just something to giving something that you've been working on yourself for so long to someone that you know respect. And you trust, and they start working on it. It's like, hey, you ever think about looking at it like this? Word. And it's like, oh, no, I didn't. Yo, Lord. Thank you. You know,
word to the
and
Lord
it just makes everything clear. You know, so he's definitely,
the relatability helps.
Yeah,
so much.
He definitely contributes that. You know, and a lot of it comes through in the music because we do have that understanding. Like a lot of stuff, we don't really explain. Like we just go through it, and it's like, it's very, it gets real, like, it gets real. It gets real magical, and I mean, like, and then it just happens.
Those
and
be the best songs with you guys too.
Well, there you go. We did it. You know,
I'm pretty sure you've collaborated with a bunch of people out there in person.
Yeah.
And you probably and they probably didn't ask you how your day was going.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean?
No. And because I'm built the way that I'm built, I don't cry about it. I just get to it. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
We don't need that, man. It's like, in this field, it's all about emotion.
Yeah.
It's emotion.
You figure that it would... You think that there would be more people that would be more considerate of how you feel when you're tasked with the responsibility of making emotional music. That ain't always how it turns out. Very rare. Very short list.
Yes.
It's an extremely short list.
Until folk go through something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Now they want you to be emotional with them.
You ain't want me.
That ain't why we here.
I thought it was about the money.
Now
you want me to touch your soul.
Put it in the song.
Put it in the song. Two choruses. Let's go.
You wasting valuable time.
Yeah. Like,
put it in the song. I can't help you.
Dr. Dre's gonna put a drum on.
I can't help you. Yeah. I'm sorry that you're going through that, but that sounds like that could be a hit. You know,
that's funny.
A good payback. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy,
get him back, girl.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I know. What should be on my though?
Send them vocals, bro.
Yeah.
What's your publishing information?
That sucks, man. I'm sorry to hear that, man. Your knee okay? Oh yeah. I know. So about this show.
Yeah.
The 14th coming up.
Yeah. So but when you run into people that really, you know, have an invested interest in your well being, it's just different. Yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
So, and it's something that I sensed apparently on a cellular level. You know, when I met him, because like he said, it was instant. It was something about I can't explain it, but it was something about the energy in that moment that I was like, why not?
That's exactly how.
Because I'm not a social individual. I'm not. So. I'm walking. I think I just did an interview, and I'm just walking down the street, and I happened to be by myself because I was low-key trolling because I wanted to go, but the person that I was with wasn't moving fast enough. So I do this thing where I just leave. Now you got to come find me. Because I waited, and you wasn't moving fast enough, so I got to go now.
I got to use this very long.
So I was moving, and he just so happened to be in the doorway, and he was like, yo, da-da-da-da-da, and I was like, usually I'll be like, gotta go. You know what I'm saying? I don't even entertain it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know me. Like, I don't like people in my face. I don't like people bro-ing me. Like, don't touch me, man. Now I gotta be this guy. You know, and I don't have the time to explain to you why this is very uncomfortable for me. I know you want me to be you need me to be Mickey Mouse right now, but I'm a whole real person, and you don't even understand how much you don't care. So let's not do this, you know? So when I saw him, I was like, this feels a little different. I ain't gonna do nothing but go home and watch some anime and go to sleep. So why not?
Facts.
Right.
Hey, what do you want?
Facts. Yeah.
And he hit me with the, well, come on in.
Facts.
And I came in, I was like, okay. I don't know, why are we here? Like, what is this? Yeah, it's Rex, so I'm working at, but okay, so you want me to like listen to songs at your job? Nah, we got like a setup upstairs. I was like, wait a minute. This is Atlanta.
Yeah.
Everybody and mama got studio.
You feel me?
There's a studio. I'm sure if you go to a BOA, there's a studio downstairs in the back. There's a studio everywhere in Atlanta.
Yeah, that's true.
There's an aux cord in the bathroom.
Fam. It's everywhere. So I go upstairs and they had like, sure enough, had like a little setup, had like a low key legit booth. I was like, yo, you dead ass. Like, yeah. Uh-huh. So I want to play these joints for you. I was like, all right. And he plays some joints. I was like, yeah, I need that. As a matter of fact, can we cut that like now?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, we can. Ooh. I was like, run it. And I started doing like vocals on it or whatever. And I was like, yeah, this is cool.
This was 8 years ago?
Yeah, 8 years.
8 years.
Going on nine, for real. It's still in 2022. Yeah.
So this is around Magic and Music time?
This was around... What year was it?
It was 2013.
This was around the development of Music and the Magic. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. This was, yeah. Music and the Magic.
I was in the military when I heard that album.
Got you. That's a whole.
I had the CD.
It's a whole rabbit hole behind that project.
I would love to hear it sometime.
We don't have time.
We do not have time to get into that.
Like. At all.
God, please.
No, we're going to get it, just not now. Like,
that, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
I might have to pull I up need the to know, like, the for that.
Two back where? Yeah. I need to know.
Okay.
The story behind these facts.
You might not like the story.
Oh, my God. I need to know.
The shorthand, you know, is, you know, shenanigans, man. Shenanigans. So, you know, I'm going to be Diplo about it and say shout out to everybody that was involved. God bless you.
Word.
You know, your efforts and your work and your creativity is definitely appreciated. With that said, yeah.
All bases covered.
Shenanigans, man.
So that was your first thing into the industry, seeing all this happen.
No, he didn't have nothing to do with that.
He
wasn't even a part of that.
Okay.
All right.
I think Music and the Magic may have just came out or is on its way. Was Music and the Magic out yet?
I don't think so.
I don't think it was out yet, but it was probably on its way.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Of being released. Cause I know that On My Radio came out. I think On My Radio came out in 09 or 10.
Oh, that was 09. Because I was training and wrestling. And I bought that album.
Okay, it was either 09 or 10, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because,
If You Leave. Yep.
Yeah. That's a... See, that's the thing, man. Like, I'm so grateful that you guys have, you know, a warm and fuzzy relationship with these records.
Yeah.
But they're extremely triggering for me because of the crap that was going on in the background that I don't talk about because I don't want to taint that experience for anybody. But I don't have the luxury of forgetting it because
because of the process.
The process.
It's my timeline, you know. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't understand. You know, and I'm not saying this, you know, for sympathy or anything like that. And that's just a default thing that happens in my head. Anyway, it's a whole other story.
Them stories, though, I feel like those are teachable moments, like
initially they won't come across as teachable moments,
right?
You know, they're gonna come across as I'm you know, shots fired. You know, it's like I'm not trying to take shots. This is what happened,
right?
You know, and I pushed through so much so I ain't even talk about it, and you don't even know.
Yeah,
but if I start talking about it. It has the potential of killing the dream for a lot of things.
Like taking their wool off their eyes.
Yeah.
Say ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. So now, you know, it's like now I added something to something that was, you know, a good experience. Now you can't unknow it, and now you can't go back. Now it's like, I like, you know, I
wish wrestling fans were like this.
Yeah,
like, want to know the story behind this match.
Yeah, I like this product.
That was my favorite match.
I like this product. You know what I'm saying? And this product, you know, has been a feature of my life. You know what I'm saying, for a long time. But I didn't know that the manufacturing was the way that it went. I didn't know that was it was a sweatshop situation. Like, now I feel bad. So now I feel bad about not knowing. You know, so it's kind of like there's a lot of you know, I'm trying to find a
yep. We could talk about anime if you like to change the subject. Yeah.
There was a lot of broken eggs to make these omelets. I'll just say that. Mm. There's a lot of broken eggs, man. Word. Y'all don't see the broken eggs. Y'all just get the omelet. This omelet is amazing. Okay.
We just get what's received.
Yeah, okay, cool. Which is what I want you to get. Mm-hmm. That's why you never hear me talk about stuff, because if I talked about what happened, and don't get me wrong, all of it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. All of it wasn't bad. Don't get me wrong. All of it wasn't bad. A lot of it was really cool. It's just that a lot of it was really weird.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because people and their personalities, and they run a lot of angles, and the finesse is amazing, you know, with some of these people. Like, they'll finesse the draws off of you. And sometimes a lot of people don't say stuff because you feel embarrassed. So you try to like own it, like, okay, I meant to do that. Like, they got me, but not really, because, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got mind control. Yeah. You know, when he say shut up, I start talking. But when he leave, I'll be talking again. You know what I'm saying? So it feels weird, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm not the kind of person that like to, I don't operate in a victimized mindset. You know, so stuff happens. Okay, oh well, what did I get out of it? What did I accomplish? How productive was I? Did anybody benefit from it? Did I impact somebody positively? Cool, then that's a win.
Now, how much of that do you bestow on Alex about protecting him from this game?
Oh, I give him everything.
Ooh,
I don't cut nothing out.
Yeah,
I do that with him, and I do that with my homie Willie Hen. I tell him everything. I don't care, and then I also put out the disclaimer. Now, look, I'm not trying to influence your decision or change your mind about nothing. I'm just giving you the game according to me. Now, I could just be an old crappy old dude, mad, washed up, you know, OG, and I need to get over myself. But I'm gonna tell you what happened, and it's not even. I'm not doing it from a sense of, you know, I'm not bitter about it. I'm just being honest. I'm not going to hold no punches because, you know, you sort of got to walk a fine line when you doing publicity work. Mm. But I'm not, I'm going to give you, you know.
The real.
I'm going to give you the real. Mm-hmm. And you can discern what you choose to, you know, take and use and kind of dismiss on your own. You know, I'm not trying to influence you in any way. I'm just telling you what my experience was, and you can kind of take that as a cautionary tale.
Now, with that information, how do you go about your career and the decisions you make moving forward with all this, and knowing how like the industry is like still the same, still has these, but it's also different in a lot of ways.
It's very different in a lot of ways.
So
it's still very much the same, but it's very different.
So you got to kind of go about it
where it benefits this timeline, actually.
Mm. Right. So how do you like you kind of take both different arguments and perspectives?
Yeah, I listen to it. I definitely take it in, you know, and receive it. I feel like I've been through a lot of trial and error too, and I feel like we got similar mindsets on as far as like how we want to be treated, like liking our privacy.
That's where it starts.
Liking to have control over our life. You know
having
what I mean? You
peace
know
somebody, of mind,
being
man.
A master of your fate,
and
captain of your soul.
Each other as people. Like,
yeah.
First and foremost.
You can't say that about a lot of people.
Exactly.
Because a lot of people got angles, man.
Yeah. So, you know, with me, I feel like I got mental blocks sometimes. I feel like they have kept me. I got mental things that have pushed me further, and I feel like I got mental blocks that have kept me from building certain relationships because, you know, I think it's a lot of things in the industry that have made me not trust, where it's be like, that's a little funny, I'm not calling back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or
they
was acting a little weird, I'm not going.
Yeah.
Or I'm not signing that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know what you're talking about, you know. So I ain't gonna get into specific details.
Exactly.
But
but it can happen.
But I think it's helped me develop a certain mindset where I wanted to learn. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to learn the business and how to operate, how to maneuver, where it's like I can set myself up where to live the life that I want to live and make some money. But I feel like I'm still learning. It's changed so much. I feel like I'm just still learning. You feel me?
But that's the reason why I want to. It's almost like I want to fill in the gaps of what no one is going to tell you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you got a lot of people who are.
He's my filter. For
who actually prey on the fact that you don't know.
Yeah.
And could inform you and could tell you, but nah, I make more money if I don't tell them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I as a concerned citizen and having an invested interest in your personal come up in life, I can't sit by and be like, no, yeah, go ahead. And like, all right, you can go, but you might want to look out for this. It may happen. It may not happen. I'm just saying it happened to me. It might not happen to you, but it could happen. Just a heads up. So at least if it happens, you're more prepared. And if it doesn't, cake. You good. You know?
Just wear some armor.
Yeah, just when you go out there. Yeah. Like, it ain't sweet out there.
Right. It's like what we called, a motivational speaker told me. It was one of my mentors. He said, you got to call it like filtered ambition. Because some people, some people will grind and they'll push. But then they're willing to take that advice and that filter.
Yeah.
Say, hey, don't do this, do that. And then they want to make a move because they just want to get there.
Yeah, no. That's not smart.
Right. I'm telling you some game here like this. Sit back, wait for 6 months.
Because so what I do is I be the thing that I wish somebody was for me.
Amen.
I was just gonna say that.
I didn't have somebody, you know, or at least if people came, it was loaded. You know what I'm saying? It was something to it. It was a string attached. It was some crap associated with
Talk about it.
I don't want nothing but for you to come up. All I want is for you to benefit from it. That's it. I already know the shit. I want you to know it now. You know what I'm saying? And I want you to benefit from it. You ain't gotta pay me. You low-key don't gotta thank me. Just use it. You know, be successful. That's all the thanks I need.
Yeah.
You know, because now I feel like, you know, I paid it forward. You know, I helped somebody else out, you know, in a way that mattered. Like, you could throw money at a whole bunch of crap, but money runs out. Game lasts forever, bro. Yeah.
Hey,
good game.
That's gotta be in the trailer.
It lasts forever, man.
I might get that put in the house. Oh, well, money runs out.
Yeah.
Game lasts forever.
Come on.
Hyphen Music Soul Child.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Like they say, man, you hide something from somebody putting the information. Like, you don't have to tell anybody what they don't know is what you're going to use on somebody.
Yeah,
you tell somebody the game. He's like that for me in wrestling. I got into wrestling.
It's just that if you already know, if you already been there, you done took some of the L's and you learned from it. It's like the next person that you're trying to help out, it's like, why make them wait for all the answers? They still got to go make it happen. You might as well just give it at them, throw it at them for free.
Yeah.
You gonna make them pay for it too? They already gotta do the struggle of doing the work, and you gonna make them pay for it? Like, no, you and I get people. They gotta grind. They gotta hustle. However they need. And sometimes some people's grind and hustle is selling game.
Mm.
But a lot of that game
consultation,
be kind of useless.
Yeah,
a lot of that game be because you breadcrumbing me, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that within itself is a finesse. I'm not dissing nobody or judging or criticizing anybody. That's just the nature of the game. You know what I'm saying? So I like to help people understand, okay, cool. There's a lot of useful information over there, but it's kind of like not worth it because you can go find it by yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't want to do the work yourself, then you deserve
to problem.
Pay for it.
Oh, yeah, I think that's the issue. A lot of people don't want
to
do that work.
Then you deserve to have your money be taken, your hard-earned money be taken from you from something that you can go find out for yourself.
You're going to pay for it. You're going to work for it.
And again, on that side, I'm not judging nobody because some people ain't got the time. Some people just ain't got the time. It's like, look, I'd rather just pay for it and just you could just tell me and then I'll do it in my own
people
time.
Want the money
but then
so
other
bad,
people
man.
Move differently. They're like, no, I ain't got no money, but I need the game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fam, that sounds like you got to go to work.
Yeah,
right.
That's what that sounds like. Because nobody finna give you nothing for free.
Week one, we'll start with a microphone. Week two, a pop filter. Week three,
that's funny.
Four, a microphone.
Week five, headphones.
That's funny.
Week six, make sure that you've saved up enough money to get yourself a computer.
On everything.
Oh,
interface.
Week seven.
Interface.
Week seven. No, we didn't even get to the computer yet. Get the computer. Week seven. Make sure you have a compatible interface. Week eight, make sure that your computer has enough RAM.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Week nine, make sure it has enough gig space.
No, everything, that's how they do college.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I went to school for audio. When I tell you, we didn't touch a studio until like almost 2 years in. You feel me?
Yeah. I get the concept of that. Of that system. I get it. Because you don't know who's entering in at what level. So you start everybody. Like you can't. This is that's a fail safe. So if you started, if you starting at level 9 or starting at level 1, everybody get the same business.
Mm-hmm.
So if you already a genius, it's one or two things. You know, you just knowing and you gotta be patient. Or why are you here?
Mm.
Mm. Why are you here? Since you know so much, why are you here? Go do it then.
You're the GOAT, man.
But for whatever reason,
you're here.
You're here.
With him.
So now you gotta wait.
Yep.
Word.
And by the way,
you gotta do grunt work with everybody else.
$300 a week for
you. You know what I'm saying? And you mad, kicking and screaming, man. It's some bull, man. I already noticed them. Why are you here?
Yeah.
Yep.
Apparently you're missing something. So wait until we get to the part where you're missing what you're missing.
And if you pass this class, you get a feature with Slick Rick's younger cousin.
Okay.
Right. That's funny.
Who just got out of jail.
He wrote. But yeah, it's so many. Quick Rick. But yeah, like this is a never ending discussion because it's so much to it. And so many layers to it. Yes. And everybody is not prepared, you know, to receive those, you know, different layers because people are wherever they are. Like even myself, admittedly, like there was times it was people that was trying to put me on game. It wasn't the game, it was the presentation. So I was so busy in defense mode that I couldn't even hear what you were saying because I saw the knife behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Or mm-hmm. I saw the rope. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or I saw whatever mm-hmm. part of however you was presenting yourself was going to do me in the end. So I couldn't hear what you were saying.
You're telling me all this because it's going to benefit you.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. Even though by default I benefit.
Right.
But I benefit so that whatever I benefit serves your agenda.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not, you're not really looking out for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, you feed the cow and make sure that it's healthy.
But you're trying to get a burger at the end.
So that you can get a healthy burger in the end.
You're trying to get that steak.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get that good steak with that good marbling, that good, you know, fat to protein ratio.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
But you're gonna take care of that. You're gonna take care of that cow, though.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. You're gonna make sure that it's okay and healthy, and it doesn't get sick. You're gonna make sure his hooves, you know what I'm saying, don't get that. You know, don't get that infection. Like you're gonna blanket. Get a whole guy. You're gonna pay for a whole guy to, you know, fix the hooves and get all the pus out and the blood out and mm-hmm. put a little, you know, a little disinfectant on it, mm-hmm. little antibiotics.
Keep whatever. It as organic as you
keep
possibly
it as can. Mm-hmm. No antibiotics.
Right.
But mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying. You want to clean it. You know what I'm saying. He's walking again, and she's doing all right.
When that time comes.
Yep, when that time comes.
You know what I'm saying? So I just kept feeling like
to the grinder.
So I just kept feeling. That's what I kept feeling like. So one day I was like, I don't like the way that this feels. Because
right.
I don't feel like anybody in here is for me. And then I realized, oh, that's not how this is set up.
Right.
Mm-mm. This is not set up for them to be there for you. They're there for themselves. Mm-hmm. You're just here so that you're somebody. You're just the car or the vehicle that they're using to get to wherever they need to get to. Make no mistakes about it. They don't care about you. You should find people that care about you.
Mm-hmm. This is why we
here. And you'll get different results.
This is why we here.
And that's why I said in the beginning, you know, you said you wanted me to talk about how people, you know, get in the music, and they don't. Unless you got a whole lot of bread, a plan, and some homies, don't do it. Don't do it, because if you got a plan, some bread, and some homies, you can figure it out yourself, man. Because that's all that you really need. It's just that people are being paid to be in positions, but make no mistake about it, they're getting paid,
mm-hmm.
and they're only going to care as much as they're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't need that type of negativity in your life. You need people that care about you and will rock with you and ride with you whether they're getting paid or not, because they believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And y'all support each other.
Amen.
And when y'all get to wherever y'all need to get to, everybody eats. Everybody eats.
How often do we discuss this?
Everybody eats.
Cameron, we say this every show. Yes. The most successful people are telling me all this. I don't know what more y'all need done.
I mean, we say it all the time, but it's better when it comes from.
It's better when it comes from somebody else.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying.
Come on, bro.
This is a good time to get into some chit-chat.
What's chit-chat? I don't know.
So chit-chat, we get into discussions about pop culture and the fun stuff.
I don't know that much about pop culture. I don't keep up with a whole bunch of stuff.
But you do, though.
I'm low-key a Herman.
But you do, though. We had our discussions. So
I know little things. Little things get
to me. Little things here and there.
Yeah.
That's all we need. So, anybody see any new movies lately? Or know of the new movies that are out?
Movies.
Sitcom shows.
Movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We watch a lot of shows.
Movies. I'm trying to see what's the last movie I saw?
Doom just came out.
Doom. I don't know.
The new James Bond, No Time to Die.
It got to be something I just watched.
They run out of ideas with that Bond. That's all I'm saying.
I'm over Halloween movies.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I be heavy on Netflix.
You can't even pronounce it. Malignant. Got you.
Okay,
got you.
I can see that.
I got you.
So we wrote a list down.
I've seen a lot of kid movies with my son. So
don't count too.
I'm a little off.
Those count.
We just saw the new Addams Family. That was kind of
okay. Cool. We did bring that up.
I dozed off towards the end because he loved it, but.
Okay. I was like, after the Lion King, I was like, this ain't the same.
Okay.
Oh, did you
the live action one?
I couldn't
I was
do
like,
it.
I need the cartoon. I need little Timon and all.
I need Jason Weaver. I need Jason Weaver Simba.
That's Yo, funny. People don't understand how old that movie is.
It's incredibly old. Oh, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. Anybody watching Squid Game? That's the new hot.
I started to watch it
because
I peeped it. It came up, you know, in my Netflix, whatever. You know, they be like, you know, showing you stuff. And I saw the trailer and it looked kind of cool, but it didn't really like say that and talk about that much. And plus, I didn't really have time to focus on it. But the art direction and the cinematography looked really, really cool. So I was I'll check it out later. But then everybody and their mama started, you know, posting stuff about it on Instagram. I was like, this about murder?
On everything.
I'm cool.
there's some depth to it. I'm more than that.
It's one of the few shows that lives up to the hype.
It does.
I'm gonna give I forgot who I was talking to. I was like, you know what? I was into it before anybody said anything about it. And then people started talking about, like, I'm kind of anti that. When a whole bunch of people talk about crap, I'd be
that's
like,
him. That's him.
I got to catch it.
That's that
I don't
guy.
Care no much. I don't care no more. I don't care that much no more. So I'll catch it when I feel like catching it. Because now I feel like I just hopped on a bandwagon and I don't want to be on.
I don't usually do that, but I couldn't help it. It piqued my interest.
No, don't get me wrong. If it's something that I really rock with, I don't care who likes it or who don't like it. I don't care if everybody's talking about it or nobody's talking about it. I got time for it. But this is something that I was not really all the way locked in with. I didn't really know that much about, and I was going to do it on my own. But then when people started talking about it, I was like, this is going to get real trendy and meme-y. So I'm like,
oh, it did.
I'm cool.
When the NBA start using it, I'm like,
yeah, I'm good. See, God bless everybody, but I'm good.
I think it was just, they saying that's, I don't know if it is already, but I know at one point it was on track to be the most streamed show Netflix
ever
had.
Which is dope. It's dope for the show and everybody that's involved with it. So I don't want to hate on their come up.
Nah, but I want to say it is like,
As a consumer and as a person that likes to, you know, watch stuff and like to feel like I came up on something that, you know, it's kind of like a gem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It kind of ruined it for me a little bit.
I don't lie, I feel like shows like that doing the devil's work. Even though it's you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I know that's getting deep.
Okay. Speak on that.
Uh-huh.
No, go ahead. Speak on that one.
It's entertaining, but I feel like it's entertaining because it's so shocking. Like, the first thing you see is 200 people get murdered. You know what I'm saying?
Well, one of them.
The first game, I can tell you a little bit, this first episode. The first episode, they playing red light, green light.
That's the thing that I keep seeing.
Yeah, they don't even tell the folk they finna get shot if they get caught moving.
But they don't tell them, though.
So it's like shock value.
Yeah, it's like.
But I think the reason why
it's murder,
it kind of like turn me off is that's the reason why I stay off of social media.
That's true.
Yeah.
So like, now you're telling me there's a show that has, you know, a similar parallel impact of social media, but it's all contained and choreographed in the show.
But it's more about like the class of people too. Cause it's not like just like anybody. It's like people that are
like
hard
I
out.
Said, yeah. I'm cool.
I was like that with Wu-Tang. That's why I didn't watch it immediately. Cause I'm like, Method Man kept saying like, there's some stuff in that didn't happen.
Word.
Like, it better not be that the way Raekwon didn't say he can write that verse. I better not be like that. Okay. And then they start
That's a real story with real people. Yeah. So it's like,
a lot of adaptations of things, like it gets, a lot of stuff gets lost in translation, and you got people, they tell their fantasy story rather than the reality.
Real story.
You know what I'm saying?
They're trying to make a good show.
And I get it. And don't get me wrong, like I found myself being really entertained by stuff that I later found out wasn't necessarily accurate. And I'm like, I still like it though.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good story.
I started watching it yesterday. So I'm on episode 4 already. I'm like,
got
I love
you.
This.
Got you.
I love it. That's the last show I've actually, you know, got into like that.
One show I think is hella underrated.
Okay.
Star Trek Discovery.
Ooh. Okay.
Star Trek
Put that in the notes.
Yeah,
you Star
know.
Trek. I like the Star Trek movies they started doing.
This like it's literally every episode is like a movie.
Ooh.
Star Trek Discovery is what the lead is a black lady. Yeah. Yeah.
Where are you watching this on? What platform?
It's on Paramount Plus now.
Okay, so that might be on Prime.
Yeah, so Paramount Plus. So they just got picked up for a fourth season.
Ooh, oh, they 4D?
Yeah, nice. 4D.
Wow.
It's amazing. Star Trek Discovery.
I'm gonna step on. I'm gonna jump on that.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah.
Star Trek Discovery.
Okay, so
and now like, oh. Just okay. Just disclaimer. Okay. It's mind-blowingly open.
Okay.
So like
Lovecraft Country was like
they open with an open mind.
Everybody keeps saying that, and I still haven't watched it yet.
Now that is
everybody
open,
keeps
open.
Saying like, "Yo, you," they, and people that know me be like, "You would like this."
Yes, you would.
And I'm like,
yes,
I don't know.
You would. It's like the perfect.
I might give
mix.
It a chance.
It's a good
I'm
mix.
The same way, bro.
Yeah. I might give it a chance.
It's a good mix of like the sci-fi with like the African American.
And I'm really
and
sci-fi.
Stuff.
I'm really African American. So it's I like that. That's and I think that's why they was like, "Bro, you will like this."
Bro, the first 2 minutes is Jackie Robinson with a bat knocking Cthulhu out of the
Yo!
The
are you
that's
serious?
The first 2 minutes of the movie, of the show. I promise you.
That just reminded me of another one. Anime. Yes. Invincible.
Invincible? Incredible.
Yeah.
You watch Invincible?
I haven't seen Invincible.
Ooh, incredible.
My son watches it.
Invincible.
Okay, he should not be watching
Wait,
that show.
How old is your son?
Yeah,
10.
I don't want to say you're a bad dad.
That's not me, though.
Funny.
It's with his mom.
And I'm not going to say that you're a bad dad.
It's with his mom.
I would never.
He said he watched it.
He should not.
On record, he should not watch that show.
Thank you for telling me.
My
that would be
goodness.
Correct. However,
tell you about this.
However,
he should watch that show.
It's amazing.
Yo. Nah, these kids watching Squid Games. They can watch anything. You watch Squid
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You watching that
at that point. Yeah, yeah. You can, yeah,
yeah. At that point, but
there's more substance.
Like, okay, I'll look into
this. There's so much substance in Invincible.
Like,
it's a very good coming of age story, and it's really. I think what's so ill about Invincible is that it really takes rooting for the underdog onto a whole. It's on a whole nother level.
Yeah, it does.
It's on a whole nother level. Yeah, Invincible.
I love the play on like he's invincible, but he keeps getting like beat up.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's a good play on that.
And then the twist with okay, I don't want to spoil it.
No,
I'm about to spoil it. Nope.
But I'm touch base with you. Lovecraft Country.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
You
I'm
gotta
check
do
it.
The sci-fi in it is like mind blowing to a point.
Got
it gets
you.
To like
Got
celestial
you.
Stuff.
I'm watching this new show. It's on Apple Plus.
Oh, okay.
It's called Foundation.
Foundation. See, I don't have no Apple Plus stuff. How can I watch Apple Plus without having any Apple products?
Okay.
Is that a thing?
I'm sure you could just get the. You
can just download it on my set.
Ah,
I feel wrong putting Apple Plus on my Samsung TV. Something doesn't.
I don't
right
know enough
that.
To know if you could participate in Apple Plus without Apple products.
I don't know.
You got a Mac computer?
No, I don't do Apple. I don't have no products. We were doing so well. I know. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Like I'm not prejudiced in that way.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know, do you.
My tag partner is. He hates us all.
I don't know.
Shout out.
Like I don't know enough. Maybe I don't know. Maybe check the Google Play Store.
See if
they have an equivalent. Maybe they got a player that you can stream.
Possibly.
High engineers like that too.
Know if what I'm saying makes any sense.
See, I've been like,
or find a homie that do, and you know,
hey, let me cop that account real quick.
Yeah, let me cop that account. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I've been seeing a lot of shows been popping up on Apple Plus that look fire.
Yo.
Talk.
I want to say so much, but I can't because you got to see it for yourself.
Yep.
And they still putting out episodes, which is running my blood. Because I'm a binger.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I got to wait for the next episode, bro. It's so annoying.
Given that's like into like relationships and stuff, have you watched the show You or heard about it?
I don't like You.
Yeah.
I don't like
that's
you.
That's funny. That's funny.
I don't like you.
That's a bar.
You specifically. I don't like you. You and your Avatar Last Airbender shirt. I don't like you.
Hey.
I know, man.
He likes you, but I don't like you.
Aang is the homie. Core is pretty dope, too.
Core? Yeah. I the last anime I watched fully, like, that was new was Parasite. That joke was dope. Yeah,
they made a live adaptation. I don't know whether
did they.
Yeah, it's
ooh,
it looks bananas.
Is it as heavy?
It's
as
different. It's darker.
Oh,
it's Jesus. Darker.
Parasite was fire.
Yeah, yeah,
incredible fire. Parasite, anybody Parasite that don't know,
pretty cool.
Have you,
you're not the Bong Joon-ho movie though.
No. That's a great movie though. Yeah, no.
Parasite. Movie. So Parasite is an anime about these parasites that came down to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they burrowed in people's brains or whatever, and they try to take over the host. They essentially eat your brain and then take over. But this one kid, you know, he couldn't get in his brain, so he went in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically had a symbiotic relationship where, you know,
it's almost like Venom a little bit,
kind of like Venom, but not so, you know, violent.
Yeah,
you know, Venom is not trying to eat everybody.
No, I was gonna say, have you seen
the Parasite
Upgrade?
Upgrade is great.
Or did you see the new? Did you see the new?
I did.
Give me the he had like the what was
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
He was fighting everybody. Didn't have control.
Yeah.
That joint was hard.
Upgrade was hard. Yeah.
That joint is hard.
Like Venom, I'm like, yo, you gotta watch Upgrade.
Upgrade was hard. Yeah.
So that's what Parasite is like. It's like he's talking to the
But instead of it being the AI, it's
did y'all see the new Venom?
They become homies, but he gotta go to sleep.
I didn't see all of it.
And you can't wake him up.
That's the best part.
That's hard.
Like. Oh, like this,
and homie gotta figure it out.
Yeah, like, oh, there's another one coming like 100 meters from now. He's getting closer. He's getting sleep.
Yep, you gotta go
sleep. What?
And you can't wake him up. You gotta go to sleep.
Yeah, he has to sleep at least 3 hours. So he has to like.
Another anime that's super dope. Dr. Stone.
Dr. Stone? Okay.
Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone. Dr. Stone.
You don't do animes as much?
No, certain ones I've seen, but it doesn't work.
Dr. Stone is very like, it's super nerdy, but it's super cool.
Oh,
it's super cool. Something happened, and
I need a list.
It basically, you know, turned everybody into stone. And this one genius dude broke out of it, and he was keeping count the whole time. And he figured how long that they were down, and it was like, I think, hundreds of thousands of years. He was counting the whole time.
Yo,
and then he started trying to, like, reverse engineer what broke him out of it so that he can break everybody else out of it.
Oh, that's hard.
It's super hard. And they get into like a lot of like science. I don't know enough science to know how accurate it is, but it sounds cool. Yeah. And they have ramen in it. So they figure out how to make ramen without the necessary things that you
know
here
right now.
So. Did you mess with the Hero Academia?
Yeah. I kind of fell off though.
Yeah.
Cause I got distracted because I was trying to finish One Piece until I found out One Piece is not finishing, so they keep making
they do. I never
going.
Watched it, but
they're still going. One Piece, man.
A lot of people love One Piece.
One Piece, you got to commit though.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, they're up to 900. I think they broke 1,000. Maybe they did.
Wow.
Damn, Simpsons.
Last I checked, they like
never start watching
TV.
Yeah, I can.
A handful of movies, too.
Did you ever watch Detective Conan? Yeah, it's one up there with like one of the longest running animes of all time. That one's definitely got over 1,000 episodes.
Gotcha.
I know DBZ's up in there, too, somewhere.
Dragon Ball Z gotta be. If they still make a new episode.
Super's a whole different adaptation, though.
You know what?
And that's hard to keep up with at this point.
You know what
now.
I wish kept going, but I don't think. I keep Googling and trying to see. I don't know what to believe. Hunter x Hunter, man.
They said it was good.
Just started that like a couple weeks ago.
Please stay with it.
Yeah. I heard that's great.
Please stay with it. It gets a little weird, but please stay with it.
One of my favorites is Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu was great.
So because of that, I'm now starting to get into that.
Oh, I love Yu Yu.
I didn't know about it. Yeah.
Yu Yu was great.
I'm watching it now. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great story.
Cool. It's pretty cool.
The first Origin Tales is like my favorite.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Oh, my God.
Have you got to the Dark Tournament yet?
Dark Tournament is hard.
I don't think I got to the Dark
Tournament. Dark Tournament is hard.
Yeah.
Yo.
When you do, you'll know.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Dark Tournament is so hard.
Yeah. Gotcha.
It's so good. Yeah, I miss all that stuff, man.
All right. Jujutsu Kaisen. That's pretty cool, too.
Yu Yu Hakusho is incredible. Gotcha. I haven't watched it in years, though.
It's classic.
Yeah, it's very old.
Yeah,
you know.
It's cool, though.
You know, yeah.
Yeah, it goes way back.
You know about Jujutsu Kaisen?
Mm-mm. Yeah. What's up? You know about Juju?
Jujutsu Kaisen.
No, I do not.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Put me on game.
Pretty cool. What's the other one? Fire. What's it called? Fire. What's it called? Fire Squad.
I was going to say Fire Emblem. That's a game.
No. Fire. And Nintendo just actually
about to do.
Fire Emblem 12.
That.
Actually,
I heard about that.
Fire Force. Fire Force.
I need Fire Force. I need it.
Fire Force. So you need Fire Force. You need Jujutsu Kaisen. You need Dr. Stone.
Dr. Stone, I'm going to hit up immediately. Yeah. And Foundation, you said.
On Apple Play.
Yes. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'll find a way.
The story is just so ill. It's so ill. It's so cool. I can't even, like, start.
Real quick. Before we wrap up, I want everyone to give just one recommendation that everyone just must watch. Either
tell a must watch.
I just gave you like. Show, I just gave you like.
He said, "I gave you 5, 10." So, TZ, what you got?
Everything I said.
It was all good. All of it is fire.
Yeah, she was like something.
Okay.
Out of everybody. All of it.
Yeah. Everything mentioned, or if you want to mention.
Well, I'm going to consider Lovecraft again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Lovecraft Country?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm going to consider that. And I might try Squid Game. I might. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to definitely check out Lovecraft because I've had enough people tell me that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little late to the party, but you know, I'm sure it'll still stand. I'm gonna check that out.
I'm going to try that Foundation. I'm gonna find a way to find it. And then Mr. Stone,
Dr. Stone.
I'm gonna get on Dr. Stone.
Foundation is a live action, and Dr. Stone is an anime.
I'm gonna jump on.
No. Before that, no. Star Trek Discovery.
Oh yeah.
Star Trek Discovery.
He's like, hold up, wait a minute.
Star Trek Discovery. Start there.
Is this your first Star Trek, like,
kind of
jumping into it?
Nah, I'm OG Star Trek and Next Generation.
Okay, Next Generation I used to watch.
So, Deep Space Nine, I was in and out. All the other ones, I didn't really follow. Galactica, I didn't really follow it too much. Because I was more Star Wars leaning.
Mm.
So I was kind of like blah blah blah. So you know, yeah. Okay, all right, whatever. You want to talk about the Star Trek universe physics? Like, you want to get into that?
Because we can really go there.
I mean, it got better, but
yeah,
it's like, really, what are you doing? How does that even work?
It's very simple.
Yeah,
concepts,
because Star Wars was more, hero villain driven.
Exactly.
Whereas though Star Trek was like, this is what life could be like around this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So it dealt with day to day issues.
Moral.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It was more ahead of its time, and it was also like drama. TV drama. Yeah. What would you say? What was your you want to check out?
So. I don't know if this is like half of one because it's only one episode out so far, right? Mm. It's this new show called The Wonder Years, and Don Cheadle is the narrator.
Oh yeah, just like the old school Wonder Years.
Yeah, I heard about Savage. This.
Exactly. Yeah.
They made a black version.
Yeah, no, you know I'm definitely. Yeah,
I heard about this too.
I like the concept of it.
So right now it's only the pilot.
Yeah,
I got to check it out. Like they're touching on some race issues. It's like whoa, you know that was pretty clear.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and it's all positive. It's all
because you know that those are going to be the concerns. Like how will that work? Okay, let's address as much as
throw it out there
early. Yeah.
So that it looks really good.
I think they low key did that with Falcon and Winter Soldier a little bit too.
Yeah, I love that show. I loved it.
They kind of did that with that.
Like nobody wants to see a black Captain America.
But even Star Wars. Yeah. I saw John Boyega talking about that.
No, that was like that was like real political behind the scenes crap. That wasn't like a narrative they were trying to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole other that's an animal.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a horse of a different color.
Yeah.
Too soon? Too soon.
That's pretty good.
Sorry.
Hey, what would you say?
From recommended by one of my good friends, I started watching Dopesick.
I don't know what this one is.
It's called Dopesick. It's on Hulu. And it's basically about these doctors are finding It's like about, you know, traditional medicines and stuff. There's a lot of drama behind it, though. It's a different version. It's like House times five.
House was the big.
It's like House times five.
So if you in, if you're in the house, you might be into this.
Yeah. Okay. Like, Dope Sick, it's fire. You got to check it out. It's on Hulu.
Gotcha.
And okay. I started watching the first couple episodes like last week. And just seeing what the doctors are going through, and you know, trying to find these ailments, and gotcha. You know, they're actually talking about, like, for the first time, you see people actually publicly talk about like natural recommendations. It's a drama show.
Word.
It's a drama show. Though.
Word. It's okay. Like Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a really good show. It's a bunch of doctors. You get to learn different characters.
Okay.
See how people respond to different things.
Okay.
Different doctors how they respond, but it's like a lot. Of
I like
drama.
That.
People,
got it.
It's a lot of inter stories and stuff, but
got it.
It's a great show. It's a great show.
Speaking of Hulu, there's another cartoon on Hulu called Solar Opposites.
Okay, my homie told me about
if
that.
If you're into Rick and Morty,
that one.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna love Solar Opposites.
Oh, I know
Opposites.
Solar Opposites is. I did see like one episode of that.
Solar okay. Opposites is like.
It is funny.
It's weird because without telling too much, it's kind. It has like a turducken kind of like thing happening with it.
Yeah.
It has a narrative inside of a narrative.
It does.
That I can't talk about. You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. My recommendation, Handmaid's Tale. I've been on Handmaid's Tale. Okay. It's really, I like it.
Okay.
I like it. It's very good.
No. I'm going to shoot it down. I'm just saying it's nothing interesting about
it. No, it's pretty interesting. Okay. It gets pretty, okay. Once you get dive into it, I'm like, okay this is wild. And I'm like, all right. And Mary Beastown. I went through, like, I watched the Emmys. And so all these shows that were winning the awards, I was like, you know what, let me give it a whirl. And I ended up, like, diving into Mary Easttown. And I was like, this is actually pretty interesting. It takes place in Allen, PA.
Oh, okay, got you.
Like in Allentown.
Got you.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, there's some good stuff. Before we wrap up, we have to give a shout out to Give Kids the World. We have Music Soul Child donating this commemorative item right here, sir.
Yeah,
explain. It's an official, yes, sir.
New Era Soul Star collab.
Ooh.
Feel the Real.
Yes, sir.
The logo of my latest album, Feel the Real, a 24 song epic, if you will.
That's work, bud.
It's a lot of work on that album.
Work, man.
And I had the full intention of doing a big rollout with merch and crap, you know. However, you know, the pandemic had other plans. So
for a lot of people,
this was a little late coming, but it finally came. And
that's so cool.
You know, I was requested to present something, and I'm pretty proud of this. So,
I'm nice. Proud, I'm happy, and yeah. honored that you are donating this to Give Kids the World, yeah. a charity that we are working real close to, nice. Helping sponsor this entire.
Nice, cool.
Yeah, so
that's what's up.
Yeah, thank you, Give Kids the World. We'll be giving this to Give Kids the World. Shout out Omar for setting everything up.
Thank you.
And he's going to be signing this, autographing this. We're bringing this to you guys. We're going to be auctioning it off, and whatever the proceeds, they go to Give Kids the World to help kids with nice. Terminal cancer.
Cool.
And just giving time, energy to all these kids that may not see the next holiday, so right. they're going to give it to them early. And it's nice. I've been to a couple events. I'm going in December. It's a really great event.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so thank you, guys. Man, this has been an awesome time. Alex, absolutely. Shout out Alex. Shout out Music Soul Child.
Shout out Alex.
Yo,
shout out
like, promote. Tell them where they can find your music, what's going on, what you got coming up, man.
Yes, sir. You can find me on all social media, Alex on the board, LexonTheBard. Holla at your boy.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. And TZ Scott, what we got promoting, man?
We got
what we just dropped. We just dropped All Right Freestyle.
All Right Freestyle featuring Mickey Fax is now out.
Oh wow, okay.
We have
dropped it yesterday.
That's my man. That's my bro. I love him.
That's funny.
Turn the camera to yourself. That's funny.
Yeah, hop in the camera. Hop that's in the show.
Bro. He's went.
Since we shot them folks out.
who shot it?
We have the
shout out to X
for
X editing.
Bro.
Great job.
Mike, great, love you, bro. Miss you, man. We also have tomorrow as within tomorrow, when by the time you guys see this,
it's all
new
out.
Record Slow will be on all digital markets. You guys can check that out. You can check it out now if you want to.
Featuring Kelsey and, Lynn. Shout out Kelsey
shout
Lynn.
Out Kelsey, man. Being in this game a long time, you know, you hear a lot of music and a lot of people just be like, hey, she's dope. Mm-hmm. So, shout out to her. Shout out to everybody that we've been working with. November 1st, my new record, Ego Slide, is coming out. Make sure you
amazing.
Guys beat that.
Amazing.
And, you know, stay tuned what we got going on, man. It's been a great longevity of us working together.
Oh, yeah. Since the last episode that we had with Rashad Evans, shout out Hall of Famer, UFC Hall of Famer Rashad Evans, I got drafted to SmackDown.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm like, oh, shoot, I did some stuff, too. So, yeah.
Nice.
So, working right under Vince McMahon. Shout out Boss, Paul Heyman, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, all them.
Let's go.
It's really cool. I'm in the locker room with those guys.
Hey, man.
So
great.
It's an amazing time, man.
Amen, brother.
Music Soul Child.
Oh, yeah.
What you got coming up? Let's talk to him.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just maintaining. I'm still in it. I show up wherever they ask me to show up, as long as I got the chance. Just trying to, you know, keep it productive. Trying to keep it productive, you know, for the culture.
For the culture. And for that, we gonna say, be confident in everything you do.
Yeah.
Wash your ass.
Okay.
And all do right. your homework.
And we're done.